T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back, everybody. We're live from the Twin Peaks in Davie. It's a Man Cave Monday. Get on out here. Happy hour starting up real soon. And if you want to get over here, what's that beer at right now? 28.7. Super frosty. You got $3.50 man-size Peak Signature beers, $4 appetizers, $5 man-size cone of Big Waves. Get on out here. We'll give you another chance to win $1,000 coming up in about 8 minutes' time. And I see that Kevin Durant is back tweeting.
He is beefing. He's not playing.
He is beefing with Chris Broussard.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, my God. Why?
Chris Broussard said on his radio show, "Kevin Durant's worst nightmare is coming true. Players around the league tell me they put an asterisk next to Durant's 2 championships." He comments with that, "If the Warriors win a title without KD, does that diminish his 2 rings?" So Durant responds, "I see a little exaggeration there, buddy. My worst nightmare? You sure that is the worst that it can get?" So he – oh, no, I can't.
No, because guess what? In 5 years, you're going to say KD has 3 rings.
Well.
No, you're going to say it. You're going to say it.
Oh, and within – No. If they win it with him on the sidelines, people are going to remember
no,
that.
No, they're not.
Oh, yes,
no,
they
they're not. Because guess what they're going to say? Because there's a pecking order of which we attack people. They're going to take those 3 championships and then compare them to LeBron's 3 championships. And that's where they're going to go. So while you're worried about KD.
No way, man.
What?
You're crazy. If he doesn't
step on. The conversation was already happening.
No, but if he didn't step on the hardwood for the rest of the playoffs? No way.
Okay.
No way. How could you? How could we look at this and you could compare those? I'm not saying diminish the 2 rings, whatever. I mean, he was
How's
there to
it
win
gonna
them.
How's going to diminish this? I mean, he played the whole year.
He didn't play it, but he didn't play in the playoffs.
Oh, my goodness.
He didn't play in the playoffs. He didn't play in the clinching games, and he didn't play in the Western Conference Finals. And if they win the championship, how is that supposed to be forgotten? That's silly. You're silly.
He'll have 3 rings.
He'll have 3
and that's
rings.
That's all that'll matter.
2 real rings. Not to do the Stugatz things in personal record book.
Stop.
I'm not
You're
doing
not
that.
Gonna do that.
It's true though. Like on your Wikipedia page, it'll have 3 rings, but not really. Not really.
That's what it'll say.
It should.
Wikipedia.
It should.
3 rings, but not really.
3 rings, but really 2. That's what it should say. If he doesn't step on the floor again. I bet you he tries to make a cameo. I bet you he does. If he's a little hurt, he just
And
goes
then what is that gonna do?
It's okay. At least he tried.
It's still going to be the same thing if he plays and he limps around.
It's not the same though. It's not the same, especially like.
So if he plays, say in the finals, if he plays,
especially
a couple
leaves,
of games,
especially if he leaves, if this is the last he's on the Warriors,
three championships.
No, 2 championships.
Oh my goodness.
Wasn't there
oh,
for the last
oh
one, and he
goodness.
Left.
So the hurt guy doesn't get credit for the championship.
Nope, not in basketball. Not the best player.
Now. Let me ask you a question.
You think LeBron would get credit?
No, no.
Do you think LeBron would get
That's
credit?
That's LeBron. That's what I'm saying. It's more important we attack LeBron than KD.
No. So I'm asking you right now. If LeBron James won a championship, the Lakers won the championship this year, but he was hurt. His groin was hurt. You don't think people would rip him and say, figure
No, because you got to get there. It's a whole season.
And he wasn't there from the end of round 2 till the championship? The end of round 2. First round doesn't count. It's not a thing.
Okay. So you're basically saying – he's in the same boat as Kyrie and Hayward. That if they didn't win a championship last year and then not won it this year with those 2
yeah.
guys, they would have got.
Kyrie doesn't get a ring. He has a ring. Like if the Celtics would have won the championship last year, Kyrie and Gordon Hayward, that's
you
not
know,
that doesn't get to go to their count.
Basketball season is like 6 months.
No, it's You're 2 seasons. It's 2 seasons. You got the regular season,
I'm
postseason.
Turning,
it's 2 seasons. Boys, am I out of line here?
Yes!
No, there's 2 seasons.
Robbie? Am I crazy?
Nah, I don't think that.
I don't think you're out of line.
Thanks, Robbie. Do me a favor, Robbie. Save that as a soundbite. So just like whenever you're unsure, just hit me with my.
Like I think in every sport there's a second season.
Especially basketball, though. Like the postseason is really long.
Same as hockey, though. Hockey has the same sort of second season in the postseason. Not that we care about hockey.
Wait, are we seriously debating whether the regular season matters? Is that really a thing? Like, this is pretty obvious by now. It doesn't.
Yeah, because the second season matters, not the first.
All right, I'm not like
you. Really, would count his rings? You wouldn't do any history there?
So you would think Kevin Durant had nothing to do with
them winning this year?
Yeah,
clearly not. Look how much fun they're having. Look at Draymond Green. What are we talking about here?
A more peaceful Draymond Green.
That's because he was mic'd up, dummies. He ain't going to be full.
He's a gentleman.
He's not going to be full junk kicker with the mic on.
I told you, Warriors culture. I told you with him. I told you.
Let's not go that far.
I told you with him.
You are absolutely, like, this is clearly impossible.
It's not. It's not impossible,
like, you guys are really willing to say that KD shouldn't get a ring. If they go,
he can have the ring on his mantle. It's a night, but I don't want to hear about in the pan. I don't want to say that he's equal to LeBron. LeBron earned his three championships. Kevin Durant was on the sidelines for one of them. He has two championships and he was gifted one. If he comes
still,
back,
does
next
it still not count? 5 years from now, they can say, and KD retired.
They should.
And how many championships does he have? Three.
If they go, and three-time champion Kevin Durant, and everybody should be like, not really.
So you think everybody in the stadium is going to look around and say, no, he didn't really play in that last one.
I got a question for Steven. Steven, do you think that those rings actually count for Russell?
Let's give you a chance to win $1,000 right now. It is Beast Bonus Contest. You're worth this hour. Is this really it, Robbie?
That is the word. Yes, it is. That's why I played the song.
Interesting. The word this hour is throne.
How appropriate. It's like they knew.
Huh. Somebody must be a huge Game of Thrones nerd. Throne. Text that to 72881. THRONE. Throne. Text that to 72881. And your register is brought to you by Anajar and Levine. Accident attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
All right. Well, the Marlins are off, so Spider Watch is off. Although, Robbie, I mean, we are.
I don't know if we want to retire the Spider Watch because I'm afraid they'll start playing bad again if we retire the Spider Watch.
So
it's not. I mean, they have to. They could still go 9-109.
Is that the reverse? Now we're trying to reverse jinx.
I mean, they haven't clinched a vote. They haven't clinched a better winning percentage than the Spiders yet. They could still go 9-109 or 8-110. It's mathematically possible. I'm not saying it's going to happen now, but
all right. Well, the Marlins are back in action, starting a series with Detroit up in Motown tomorrow. Meanwhile, tonight we have the NBA in action, Western Conference Finals, Game 4. Golden State up 3-0. That one's at 9 p.m. We have the coverage at 8 p.m. right here on the ticket, where you can hear all the Eastern Conference and Western Conference Finals and the finals.
Baseball.
We have breaking news in college football.
Whoa.
Former Florida State quarterback DeAndre Francois is joining.
Can we take a guess?
Yep.
All right, so he got kicked out of Florida State. I assume, you know, FAMU is across the street. He could transfer there. I'm going to guess FAMU.
Nope. Anyone else?
Texas A&M.
Nope.
Northern Alabama.
Florida Atlantic. Lane Train.
That's a good. We should have guessed that.
Yep.
Because the other Florida State quarterback who had that video where he punched somebody, he transferred to FAU.
Man, so God, there ain't no shame in FAU and FIU's
so
game,
many,
huh?
So many dumbs on the text line. So many dumbs.
What are the dumbs saying?
So Bush has only one ring. He missed most of the playoffs during the championship run.
Hey, dummy. Let me spell this out for you. He got hurt, came back in Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals, and sent them to the championship after he was hurt. In our scenario, if you can keep up and you speak this language, Kevin Durant doesn't come back, and his only contribution was winning in the first round.
when they lost to the Clippers twice at home. Thank you, though. Thank you.
So
your texting privileges are revoked,
hey,
and never listen to the show again.
Question. So here's what you're telling me. KD shouldn't get a ring.
Not yet. He can be in the ceremony, even though he'll be on Nick. He can be in the ceremony, but I'm not counting that one the same.
Does Boogie get a ring?
He gets a ring, but I'm going to be like, yeah, but didn't do anything. Everyone's going to look and say, yeah, Boogie won it. Boogie, NBA champion. Not really.
It's like the Eddie Curry ring when he got for the, when he came
100%. Anybody look at Eddie Curry, NBA champion. Roni Turioff, NBA champion.
Yeah, well, I mean, but wait a minute. The Eddie Curry ring is totally different. He didn't do anything.
Those guys don't matter. Like we're talking about, when we're talking about rings, we're doing it in the pantheon of the greatest players of all time. And if you're going to tell me that Kevin Durant's going to get to count the same as LeBron James' three rings, who has the most epic comeback in finals history. I can't believe I'm defending Cleveland LeBron.
Whoa.
You're putting this in the same rank as Cleveland LeBron?
God, you just went heel.
Hold on. Let me get this straight. This is full circle for you. I'm proud of you.
I told you.
Like,
I'm not seeing petty anymore.
You have
not only
gonna blaze pizza.
I watched the Muhammad Ali documentary, both parts.
I cannot believe you are defending LeBron.
Because it's stupid. Why would you put Kevin Durant's three ring? If he doesn't step foot on a basketball court the rest of the time,
so
how could you possibly do that?
I'm going to just say this. Now,
Steph Curry, a better player. Four rings.
How about Carson Wentz? You remember he missed out on that playoffs when Nick Foles
100%. Robbie, great point by you. Do you consider Carson Wentz a Super Bowl champion quarterback?
Yes.
How?
Because he played a majority of the season.
No. No.
They don't get there if it's not for Carson Wentz.
No. Really, then why were all these slander pieces coming out last year that they like playing under Nick Foles more than Carson Wentz?
Because they don't get a full season in Nick Foles. Nick Foles is kind of like who's got the backup quarterback we had here?
Matt Moore.
Don't compare him to Matt Moore.
I love Matt Moore, but don't compare him. He's Super Bowl MVP. He out-gunslinged Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. That's forever, man.
Okay, and he had a chance to do it the following year, and not
too much. Alshon Jeffrey dropped the pass, and that led to an interception. Or else we'll never know.
All right. Carson Wentz, Super Bowl champ.
Mm-hmm.
If they win this year, KD, three-time Super Bowl champ.
Three-time Super Bowl champ?
I mean,
you stand by that?
NBA champ. Three-time NBA champ. You'll forget about all the...
I won't.
Yes, you will.
I won't.
Yes, you will.
Well, I mean, let's put it in Game of Thrones. Did you read this one? The Sansa Stark text?
No, go ahead.
All right, so this is brought to you by AccentLawFirm.com. This would be like Sansa Stark getting credit for helping defeat the Army of the Dead.
Yeah, she didn't do anything. She sat in a tomb.
Right. Her and Tyrion laid together on a piece of stone.
Nope.
While their people fought?
Oh, yeah.
They were in the crypt.
The leaders?
Yeah, she's...
Well, people keep texting in, what about Juwan Howard? What about Hazmi? It's not the same thing. First of all, I'm not trying to compare the legacies of Udonis Haslem and Juwan Howard to LeBron James and Kevin Durant. Don't be dummies. This is what happens. This is why some of you have to sit at the little kids' table. So... I'm talking about in the pantheon of the great players. If you're going to compare Kevin Durant's resume now to LeBron James or Michael Jordan or Kobe Bryant, the storybook has to be written that he didn't play in these finals or these playoffs.
Really?
Has to be.
Has to be.
He's a great player, but it has to knock him down some points.
He got to come back like Willis Reed.
No, just like the fact because here's what's fair. What's fair is fair.
For him to get full credit of the championship, he got to come out like Willis Reed.
I know you're laughing at that, but yes, he does.
He does.
All right. You want to know why? Because if he would have played this entire year, he would have gotten more credit than LeBron because he three-peated. LeBron has never three-peated. People would have started talking about that stuff.
Three-peat anyway.
He's not, though.
He's not, though. You watch after it's all said and done. Golden State wins, they're going to immediately talk about Kevin Durant and his three championships.
Only if he plays.
No, not
if he doesn't play.
There's going to have to be an asterisk.
So now Team Petty has moved on to another issue.
It's not Team Petty. It's just how it is. That's just reality.
Rules are rules.
You're paper champ. You're a paper champ. That's it.
You guys are crazy.
Hey, so anyone want to know who Adam Gase wants to run the Jets?
Oh,
yes. Yes, I do. Yes.
Eagles guy.
I think he's already been turned down. But
yes.
He really wants Peyton Manning to be the guy.
Oh, my God. What? Bro, can you?
They can't pay Peyton. They ain't gonna pay Peyton Manning enough.
Has anybody gotten more clout for having Peyton Manning's phone number in their iPhone than Adam Gase? Like, bro, we get it. You can FaceTime the Peyton Manning whenever you want. Good for you. I'm sure he's sick of your guts right now. But is that true?
I am sick of your guts.
supposedly Peyton's really not interested, but
I can't imagine why.
But Gase is trying his hardest. He said that Gase is basically, like, people that know him, Gase thinks that the Peyton's the only one that can turn the Jets around.
Well, why not you, big boy? It's big boy time. You're the one who got Maccagnan out of there. Did you hear the story this week, Leroy?
Nope.
Oh, this Gase.
Well, as if you didn't need any more proof that this guy is a complete blowhard. Check this out. This guy was so salty about being left out of pre-draft meetings. You know, the ones where the scouts are doing all their work and have their input on the work they've actually done and don't want Baldy McGee swaying in there with his stupid hat and his crazy eyes saying, oh, this guy's not a 5'7 receiver. And did you say that guy was British? You don't want that guy in a meeting of talent. Trust me. So what he did was, Leroy, I couldn't believe this. When they start the draft, his chair is supposed to be next to Chris Johnson, the owner. And instead, this child, this baby, a man baby, really, should be coaching with a pacifier. He takes his chair because his seat was in view of the NFL Network's camera for the draft war room. So instead of sitting next to his new boss, he took his chair out of the camera view of the war room so he couldn't be any part. Just so you guys know, I'm not part of this draft.
Nani, nani, poo, poo.
I'm not part of this draft. I'm Adam Gase. I didn't have anything to do with this. I'm not going to be on camera. You're not going to see my crazy eyes this draft. Sorry to disappoint. Is that not unbelievable? What a man baby he
okay,
is.
Okay, question.
What a man baby
question.
He is. Go ahead.
If he had nothing to do with the draft,
then what?
Why should he be sitting in the view?
Oh, my gosh.
Here's why, Leroy.
Why?
Because he's a man baby. That's why. He is a thumb sucker.
All right.
So you're saying Peyton's not going to want to go work for him?
No. You want to know why? Because he doesn't want to work for a baby. That's why.
Leroy, if Tobin seems to be spending a lot of time on his phone during the next break, you know what he's doing. Gase with a pacifier and a bonnet will be...
No need. I think my point has been proven here. Everybody out here, all of these Dolph fans who wanted to say, no, this guy's a good coach, this guy's a whisperer, look at all the things he did. Who's laughing now?
And here comes Leroy. They said the same thing about Belichick.
Who's laughing now?
Wait, they haven't coached a game yet.
Who's laughing now? Don't have to coach a game. It's going to be a disaster.
Can I just say something?
So the same thing about Belichick.
Would you believe that Nick Saban is one of the greatest coaches in football?
Hmm?
Would you say that?
Little league football, yeah. Yeah. Secondary, minor league football, one of the greats. One of the greats. Just like Gino Auriemma coaching the women, one of the greats. One of the greats. I'm not chiseling him in stone. He doesn't get to be up in the Mount Rushmore.
He's an asset.
But one of the greats. One of the greats.
So you think what you coach makes you a better or less of a coach?
NFL is the
circumstances
best.
Are different, though.
Is NFL the best?
Is the highest level of football, yes.
He quit because he wanted to go coach easier football. That's a quitter.
You think it's easier in college?
Is he not? Did he not prove it? He left. He left. He didn't want the headache.
There's other variables, though.
You want to know why? He wanted to control more variables because he couldn't handle the pressure of things being out of his control because he's not big time. He's not big time.
He thinks he's big time.
Thinks he's big time, but he's not big time. Secondary. Look, Coach K will be beloved forever. One of the greats, all right? But he didn't do it at the highest level, so I can't call him the greatest. I can't. He's not Greg Popovich. Pop is the best.
Who?
Pop is the best.
Larry Brown?
Who?
Belichick.
Larry Brown. The guy was like 12 teams.
Nah, Larry Brown.
He also won a championship in college and in
Mr. Kerosene NBA. Burning bridges left and right? No way.
Also won, but according to you, he won championships both levels.
He also left SMU with riddled with scandal.
Yeah, let's.
He was 8 years old.
So now there's caveats.
Talking about I'm talking about a five-time champion coach in Greg Popovich.
Oh, Belichick. I thought you were talking about Belichick.
No, but
all the stuff.
But I'll say
all of this stuff you're saying.
I'll defend
fire Belichick.
All the stuff you're saying right now, right?
Yeah.
About Gase, and I'm not saying he's a great coach or not.
They said it about Belichick.
Some of the same thing they were saying about Belichick.
Yeah, I know.
Some of the same things they were saying in Miami about Nick Saban.
Yeah, but the things. But here's the thing. The thing we were saying about Nick Saban are true. They're true. He couldn't do the job here. He couldn't. He quit.
And he stepped over a dead body, almost dead body.
Caesaring. Yeah. Don't do that.
Sorry.
But do you think I would laugh? I mean, Bill Belichick must laugh in Nick Saban's face if he ever tried to compare resumes. Oh, you think you're how many championships do you have? Five with Alabama?
Yeah,
maybe six.
Six with Alabama?
You
think that's the same as Belichick's six Super Bowl?
He has one with LSU too.
No, it's not, because one, it's easier to get talent once you start winning. Just ask Miami. Once you start winning championships, it's easier to get high level of talent. It becomes easier.
And also, you're coaching against better players. I mean,
sure, absolutely.
Belichick did get to coach against the Dolphins and Jets for a decade.
With the salary cap and with other issues.
And you're guaranteed at least one free win in college playing that FCS opponent.
It's okay. There's no shame in being the best at college. It's great. It's just not the best. Just like Kevin Durant. There's no shame in having two rings and one with an asterisk. But that one's got a chink in
really?
The armor. It does.
Really?
It does. It does. It absolutely does.
Let me ask you a question.
If we
had the best ratings for this upcoming month.
Yes.
But Beast wasn't here.
Yeah.
Does he get to take credit for it?
He will.
I didn't ask you.
He will.
That.
But, but I'm going to say, in that ratings meeting, it wasn't here that month.
First of all, as we've learned around here, ratings really don't matter anyway, so.
Oh, we know that, but in a hypothetical world.
Yes.
And by the way, Beast, didn't you say you missed a day and you came back and you said, you know, it looked like you guys could have used me out there.
I did. I did. I was listening to the show, driving around with my windows down, and you guys seemed to need me a little bit.
If you had time to drive around with your windows down, maybe you should have been working.
Nah, I couldn't work that day. I had stuff to do.
I mean, I got to tell you.
I had some errands to run.
Some of your far-fetched ideas, I laugh. We have, jokey joke, whatever.
Yeah.
You have literally started believing this nonsense.
What's that?
Like what?
Like what?
Like what?
Like he doesn't get a championship. We're going to put a little mark by his championship.
I just, like,
asterisk,
Leroy.
Yeah, asterisk, totally.
Asterisk, I'd say, but I don't know.
We did this with Braxton.
Asterisk.
Remember when we were making fun of Braxton Berrios for walking around with the Lombardi trophy? Bro, you didn't play.
He didn't play all year, though. There's a difference.
He didn't play, though.
Like, there's a difference.
There's a lot better examples than Braxton Berrios.
He never played a down.
But I'm supposed to count to
him. He got redshirted.
Kevin Durant losing two games to the Clippers. That's his resume this playoffs?
It's like in college when the kids get redshirted or didn't play all year and their team wins the national championship and they get a ring. I got a Rose Bowl ring for my freshman year. Guess how much I played?
And how much do you cherish that one compared to your MVPs?
I didn't even get taped for games.
Which one counts the more? Which one means more to you? The ones that
the ones I played.
Of course.
No.
I
didn't play all year.
This Kevin Durant.
So I didn't play against Ohio State. I didn't play against Notre Dame. I didn't play all year. That is different.
Kevin Durant sends this one to the back of the jewelry box.
No chance.
Caron Butler, Mavericks ring. Remember that one? He was not on that Mavericks. Well, he was injured like in November, and he got credit for a ring. And then the next year, they gave like an emotional speech about how important Caron Butler was to the team, despite not playing, which is a lie.
I think that's just because.
What is wrong with you guys,
man? Caron Butler's just.
You know how long these seasons are? Like, you're telling me if you miss a guy for a couple of weeks during the playoffs,
I'm telling
you that guy wasn't an important part of that team during the year.
I need the best player in the league, which everybody's been dubbing him as. And by the way, that was a thing where everybody was calling him the best player in the league.
He's not.
I'm going to need him.
Is there any guy who has an easier time getting his own shot off?
No, probably not right now.
Oh, okay.
Kawhi, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe Kawhi.
Here. Let me ask you a question. No,
I'm not going to let you railroad this. He doesn't get to hold that new title that he's taken from LeBron James and vacate with three rounds to go. No.
He's not vacating. He's hurt.
Don't know what to tell you.
A.J. Burnett with the Marlins had Tommy John. Wasn't on that World Series.
I don't count him. I don't ever think of A.J. Burnett as World Series. But he didn't play. I'm not – to use your argument, imagine Mike Lowell never came back for the World Series run, Robbie. What if he broke his hand and he never played?
Still would have gotten a ring.
And he never came back. He would have gotten a ring, but you wouldn't have thought of it the same. You wouldn't have. No way. You're crazy.
I mean, he helped him get there.
No. You wouldn't have thought of it the same.
I mean, because baseball's a much longer season.
They might have not traded for Niner if he didn't break his hand.
No, definitely not. They wouldn't have traded for Niner.
There's disrespect of Udonis Haslam on the text line.
Udonis Haslam had huge games. Huge games. But these ingrates don't know. They're all a bunch of jackals.
Ed Monix got a ring with the Celtics. He wears it around his shirt. No, you might not know who Ed Monix is. Only some of you
do. He traded for a washing machine. Let's get we're back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. We're live from the Twin Peaks in Davie. It is a Man Cave Monday. We are in the midst of happy hour. You got the frost brew out here. 28.8 degrees right now. Happy hour runs till 6. Get on out here, guys. The weather stinks. Get onto this beautiful log cabin with their scenic views, their giant televisions. Right now on every television we see Magic Johnson. He is just portraying what a disaster the Lakers were. It is delicious. And now they're doing the Frank Vogel press conference, and LeBron has walked into the gymnasium. Somehow it really looks like a high school gymnasium. I don't know why. I figured the Lakers would have better facilities than that.
No.
But he looks like, oh, no.
I mean, isn't it a sign of support? Mm. Would you be? No. I know you.
Hold on.
I know you. And how would you put the twist on? Oh, LeBron didn't even show up. Right? Right?
I really didn't expect him to show up.
Okay. So if he showed up, isn't that a sign of support?
It kind of is like, though, but you saw the picture I sent you, right?
Yes. But isn't it a sign of support?
He was kind of just like, oh, man.
But
Vogel.
If he showed up.
LeBron's like, I kicked that guy's ass so many times.
But he didn't have you.
Yeah, but like, he doesn't have any secrets.
Coaches are a lot better when they have LeBron, except for Luke Walton. Luke Walton's the only coach that didn't win with LeBron.
Nah.
Who else did?
I mean, his early Cavs years, like his first 2 years, that he made the playoffs.
Really? What's really? Win? Are we going back 15 years?
I mean, he was rookie of the year.
When he was 18 years old?
What's win? Because only two coaches have really won with LeBron, Spoelstra and Ty Lue.
Compete.
What about what's-his-face, the guy that came before Ty Lue?
Mike Brown?
Yeah, Mike Brown.
Yeah, he went to a couple of finals. David Blatt?
Yeah, he didn't do
everybody, that. Everybody has had success with LeBron except Luke Walton.
But by the way, real quick, as you said everybody, you sounded like you're about to do everybody clap your hands. I was like, what is he doing?
As Palinka looks like he loves him some Botox.
I think that song may have been played yesterday.
What, when you were coming down the aisle?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Along with the
did you have to, like, grill with a suit on?
No, well, here's what happened. I had on some nice pants because my wife told me, you know.
You can't be in your bathing
suit. I was trying to get a feel for the crowd, so what people were wearing coming in. Then I realized I had none of those outfits. So I asked my wife, what should I wear? She said, just wear some slacks and a shirt. Okay, fine, right? I put my shirt on. It was hot in my house. I'm like, there's no way. So I just put on a short sleeve shirt, and then that was it. But I only had it on for like 25 minutes.
But were there a bunch of people who were dressed to the nines?
There are some people that you know, did it up. Those were the non-swimmers.
For some reason, the Houston Rockets Twitter account has been suspended.
What?
Yep.
Why?
No more.
I don't know.
Somebody tapped into it?
I don't know. It's great. I love it. Happy about this.
Three catfish.
Frank Vogel right now is up on stage with this dude, Palinka. I don't think he's getting any questions, though. I feel like they're all going to go towards Palinka, which is exactly what Magic Johnson wanted today.
Exactly.
When he laid that scud missile today on First Take.
But what I can't understand is that if you have somebody like Magic coming to your organization as a longtime great, and the one guy that gets you instant respect throughout the league,
yep,
with everybody, media, everybody, right, including LeBron, right, gets you instant respect, why would you then have this situation even
it's
possible?
Crazy. Well,
right, because you just say Magic. Look,
the one thing that's interesting with the Magic Johnson is it's a little bit, I find it weird how oblivious he is to what goes into the job.
You want to try that one again?
Oblivious.
Oh, okay. All right.
Did I get it wrong?
You couldn't do asterisk before, so.
You may or may not said oblivious.
Oblivious?
Anywho.
Minus one me. I'm okay
no,
with that.
No. I might I might be hearing things. You know, I'm a little woozy right now. So, like, yeah.
Either way, no, I think the thing that's interesting with Magic is...
Minus one.
Thank you, Robbie. I think the thing that's interesting with the Magic Johnson is he does seem a little bit like... I don't know. Like, he doesn't seem to connect with why people think it's weird that he wants to go off and tweet and just be happy Magic Johnson. You had to know that some things were going to change when you took over an organization, right?
The one thing that I'll say about Magic Johnson, no matter what's happened in his life, no matter what was going on, you know, as far as basketball or anything like that, he's consistently been him. So the fact that he's put in a situation where he chose to be in a situation where he couldn't be him, which is accepted by everyone. Him being him is probably more accepted in the world of sports. It's between him and Charles Barkley. Charles Barkley can be...
Not the same, though. Like, Magic Johnson loves everybody.
I'm just saying, people that are allowed to be them under all circumstances. Whatever you think of Charles Barkley, he has been...
But here's the thing, though. Here's the difference with that. Magic gets away with... Going back to the rings conversation.
Right.
Magic gets to get away with a lot of bad behavior. Like, because we can agree, like, this... Him not having great work ethic on the Lakers job... He still gets a pass because he's an all-time champion great for the Lakers.
Right.
And all this, which is always going to help you in the PR battle.
And he probably got LeBron to come there.
Probably, but he's always going to get the PR battle over the ex-agent who went in the front office with him.
Right.
With Charles is him, but it's almost you got to respect Charles a little bit more because Charles's failures get thrown back in his face on television every single night. Like, if he says something that people don't like, Shaq will say immediately, "What do you know? You didn't win. You didn't win no rings."
Right.
Like, that's a harder thing to deal with than Magic. Magic kind of gets to float in a little bit of a happy zone.
Right. But that's just it. Like almost taking that job took him out of that zone. And so I could see why he – but if he were told, "You come here, you do what you need to do to get the people you need to get here. We're going to support you." And he didn't have that support because – somebody, you know, I'm not going to mention any names, even though he did, was back there doing some, you know, things, then I could see why.
This Magic Johnson interview was salacious. We'll hear a little bit more of it when we come back. And also, what it could mean for another future Heat great who kind of hinted that he wants to be president of the team. Another thing that I called way back, and he seems kind of interested in it. That's next. All right, welcome back, guys. We roll on here on a Monday. It was a busy weekend for the entire crew. Leroy had to do a wedding. Robbie was licking his wounds from a rough Magnificent Seven, courtesy of the Marlins. How did you do in the rest of your Magnificent Seven after taking that 0-4?
Didn't go 0-7.
1-6?
1-6.
Not even that good. 0-6-1.
Oh, my God.
Our one tie was the Game of Thrones. Neither of the Starks died.
Huh.
So how's our standings?
I haven't done them yet. I don't know.
I went 1-2.
I think I went 2-1. Because
I'll scope it out for next hour. I'll put.
I got all of my Game of Thrones right.
You're a Game of Thrones wizard. You should write the books. Game of Thrones right now in basketball is the Los Angeles Lakers. Magic Johnson, he was on First Take today and decided to just put it all out there on the day that Frank Vogel is going to be introduced as head coach. There's a press conference. I don't know if it's still going on, but it was going on just now.
And LeBron was there.
LeBron was there in the background. And
showing support.
I guess if you want to say that, he was standing there.
I think he just wanted to witness what was the drama.
He's like, yeah, Frank Hole.
No, but again, if he didn't go, everybody would say, hey, LeBron's not even going.
By the way, everyone that I'm seeing tweets from who's covering or covered this press conference is talking about the laughing stock.
Oh, it's a laughing stock. There's no doubt about it. Here is Magic Johnson. One of the big things that was reported over the weeks were that he was able to see some emails of Rob Pelinka where he was basically saying that Magic wasn't doing his job, and Magic was asked about that today on First Take.
I don't know if emails were sent because I didn't see those emails.
Okay.
And I only heard about it after Rick wrote that story. I didn't ask Jeannie or anybody about them because now it didn't matter. Even today, it doesn't matter.
All right.
Yeah. If he left, who cares? That's basically how he's thinking of
it. I would say this. I say that, well, that's kind of a big way to prove it. Like, if you're just having hearsay of things going on, if you saw emails, that's a definitive way to know that a guy is talking bleep about your job.
Why? I mean, in all honesty, based on the parties that are involved, does it seem like Magic would lie about something like that? You know what I mean? Just cause, look, I think you have a lifelong, you have a chance to build who you are and what people think of you and what people choose to believe of you in your life. You build that. And what Magic has built is something that doesn't look like dishonesty. Like, it doesn't seem like he would go out, you know, just to make himself look good and blast somebody else.
No, but I do think that there is something that has to be said for him just up and quitting a job. Like, you do have to find some kind of reason for doing that. And if other than I just don't want to do the work anymore, which I think is a bad look, because a lot of people were saying that. Remember, Dan Le Batard got into a lot of heat before when that was going on, when he was saying that, you know, Magic has failed in a lot of other areas that's not basketball player, and he's kind of just up and quit. And people thought that was unfair to go at Magic like that with that stuff. You've talked about it with D-Wade. You think that D-Wade doesn't want to put in the work for a president or head of basketball operations job. And I think that if you're Magic Johnson, you're probably a smart guy. You know that that is the perception, and you don't want that really to be the reason why you're stepping away, is I just don't want to put in the kind of work for this position that was expected.
But if he were to say that, I don't think people would be – like, upset. I don't think people would be, like, if he gave an honest answer and that was the honest answer, like, you have to respect that, even if you don't like it. Like, would you rather him not spend the time? And
it's tough. Like, people still don't let Dan Marino live that down here, because he took the job and then.
No,
and then,
they want him to do it now.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, so you're the only one?
I do.
Because
he was talking about Josh Rosen this week. Boys. He's talking about Josh Rosen this week, right?
Are we going to camp?
And he was saying, what an arm talent.
Are we going to camp this year?
Are we going
to
camp?
We're not broadcasting from there.
Oh, we can't.
Do you want me to? Are you going to teach me some things?
It's going to be it's all in the morning. We can meet up.
I can show you.
I'm going to ask a lot of questions.
Huh?
I'm going to ask you a lot
actually,
of questions.
Actually, Tobin can't go. He's busy.
How am I busy?
They practice at what, 9?
You get a morning show.
I do what I want.
Do we even know if they're going to be practicing in the morning? Because a new
Saturday.
Coach, they could change the practice time.
Well, that is the thing.
Don't
yeah,
never like, blaspheme but, my weekends with your ridiculousness.
Yeah, that's like a crazy. Saturday's my only day off.
And I also, didn't say Saturday.
And also,
No. We got Lil Hoogel over here.
Oh, jeez.
And throwing his hat into the ring with advice and suggestions. Oh, you guys could go on Saturday.
Yeah, forget that.
Like, Saturday, what?
Don't be crazy. Now, speaking of which. So, Will Mansell's got this this piece on Dwayne Wade coming out, this big D-Wade special. And Pat Riley had some things to say. Remember when we talked about Pat Riley saying that D-Wade was giving advice? Well, we finally got our hands on that clip. So, here's Riles talking about the Wade wanting to give his input in on this year's draft.
He just texted me the other day. He just texted me a name of a guy to look at in the draft, you know. And he just... texted me the name, and I'm aware of who the player was. And I said, you're not the general manager or president yet, okay? But I appreciate it. We'll take a good hard look at him. And I think that's the kind of thing that you know, Dwayne's going to add to the organization. And be quite frank with you, I don't know exactly where he's going to go, but you know, as an ambassador or whatever kind of position he wants here would be great. But I think he's got other things on his mind. But there's a deep love from all of us here with Dwayne, and I think it's reciprocal. So, you know, it's wonderful.
Yeah, and you might say that's a whole lot of Riley saying nothing, but Wade didn't think it was a whole lot of nothing because he tweeted out, key word, yet. Yet, Leroy.
Do you understand?
Yet. He's not president.
He's
not president or GM.
Yet. Here we go. Ready? Come on, go.
Phase 10.
No, first of
phase
all,
phase 10.
This is a question that needs to be asked.
Here comes the emptying of the bladder.
You need to determine and tell us and let us know.
Phase 10.
How many phases are there to completion?
As long as it takes.
Basically, you're just going to be given phase names until it happens.
Phase 10.
Would you be willing to go out on a limb, and I am, that he would not be a GM or a player personnel guy? He will not have any position. Hold on. Really?
We're just warming up the brass section. No, go ahead.
He will not.
Just keep talking.
Have any job like that for at least 4 or 5 years.
Nah, I think
he's got to go out and do the other things that he wants to do, and then once he gets it out of his system, say, you know what, I want to spend more time around basketball.
I think he's going to get bored.
That quick?
Yeah.
What?
I saw him this week, and I saw him, like, doing the wine thing and the brand thing. That's all cool.
By the way, if he's the president of the team, that doesn't mean he can't fly up to New York from the Met. Like, he can still do that.
I would prefer he'd be focused he'd be focused on the draft. But if he wants to go to the Met, let's not forget, if he wants to take one night off.
You think Miss Wade is going to be fine with that?
She'll be fine. She does fine. She
kicks his ass in workouts.
She's on America's Got Talent. She kicks his ass in workouts.
She gets that Gatorade quicker. She's got so much going on. She's probably going to be like, go do something. Go do something.
Yeah, get off the
couch. And that something should be running the Heat. Who has
a quicker chance of getting a job? Marino or Wade?
Clearly Wade. Marino's been passed over year after year.
That's because he don't want that
like
job.
He
wants to come and go as he pleases.
I understand, but I want Marino to be king of the Dolphins. I mean, that's clearly not going to happen anytime soon. He's in the quarterback room, and that's all cute. And maybe that's going to be Wade's role for the early going, of just have him be the brand ambassador, as Riley says. I kind of think that he should replace Pat Riley. That's just my opinion. I think he should.
You think he's ready for that job?
Yeah. Why wouldn't he be? Why wouldn't he be? He's going to work harder than Magic Johnson. All right? It's gonna be fantastic. And here's the other thing. They won't have all these snakes in the grass trying to undercut D-Wade. Like, if he goes there, not going to be Alonzo Mourning trying to undercut D-Wade or Andy Ellisberg trying to undercut D-Wade. Everyone's going to try and uplift D-Wade because he uplifted all of them forever. So they kind of owe him a lot.
Really?
No snakes in the grass.
I mean, that's what you would think about Rob Pelinka and Magic.
No, not at all. I wouldn't think that because what does Rob Pelinka care about Magic Johnson?
Dwayne Wade is, for better or worse, he's Bran Stark. He can unite all the houses.
No. First of all.
You just call him broken?
First of all, minus one. Don't ever compare him.
Minus one.
Ever, okay? He's nothing like that because Dwayne Wade really does have the greatest story never told. This stupid Tyrion. what makes a king is stories, and no one has a greater story than Bran. Oh, he doesn't? Did he kill the Night King? Because I'm pretty sure that was Arya. Pretty sure it was the little lady over there with the knife in the king's back. What about Sansa, who's out here just getting pillaged by Ramsay? That bastard, but she just wanted her stupid north. This is the thing that annoyed me. Why couldn't this damn Jon Snow just give Khaleesi what she wanted, which was some good loving and a partner in crime, and if he would have done his business, possibly could have negotiated the north for his sister Instead, he was so fearful that Khaleesi was going to burn the North to the ground that he's just like, oh, I got to stab her.
His what? Sister got the North anyways.
At the end, she did. But this guy was so fearful that the dragons were going to go up there and slay the North. That's why he stabbed her.
She was turning into her father.
She wasn't turning
his
into
his uncle.
Khaleesi had a solid plan, all right? All she was saying was, listen, the world's going to be run like I like it, okay? I don't know what to tell you. He's like, who gets to decide that? She goes, oh, I do. And he's like, well, what if somebody else knows how something is good? She goes, nah, they don't know. I know what's good. I'm going to decide. And you want to know something? She has the dragons. So, them's the breaks. I still trust her judgment a lot more than the dude who, you know, rolls his eyes in the back of his head and, like, travels out of time. What? First of all, he's like 6'7 in a wheelchair. It really disturbs me.
By the way, why
are his legs so big? Why are his legs so big?
He's a tall boy. I mean, what do you want?
How did he get so big?
I mean,
he's a behemoth. He looks like he should be playing power forward for the Celtics back in 42.
I mean, look at his dad, Ned Stark, big guy.
Unbelievable.
By the way, I love the fact that he just rolled himself away, or actually Podrick, rolled him away from the...
He is Magic Johnson. He goes, oh, you guys got this? Cool. I'm going to go look for the dragon.
I'm going to go roll my eyes in the back of my head and look for the dragon.
First day on the job is king. He gives his counsel. They're all in the midst of trying to put the docks together and all boring kingdom
work. They're
trying
to build ships and trying to get houses.
Trying to get the finances in order. He goes,
maybe some brothels, but that will shut down.
I'm going to go
look for the brothels.
He goes, I'm going to go look for the dragon. Huh? They don't want the dragon back. He's like, nobody wants the dragon back.
They're like, has anyone seen the dragon? And they're like, last saw him flying east. And Bran's like, all right, you guys got this. I'm going to go look for the dragon.
It's ridiculous.
So
he's going to be the laziest king.
So the dragon
Wait a minute. When you say lazy, I don't think it's fair to call someone in a wheelchair lazy like that.
I just did. Lazy.
I don't necessarily think that's a good... I mean,
lazy. Bronn the Broken, Lazy King. They have the Mad King, the King Slayer, and Lazy King Bran. And his lazy boy with wheels. #3rd hour's next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.